Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
So this is your birthday, so... Yeah. You came out on your birthday, you thought it was important, tell me why.
Absolutely, because I have two little boys who deserve a bright future of freedom and democracy, and this is a nightmare that I'm living in, and I'm here to make a difference and to be loud and proud, and there's no other way I'd want to celebrate my birthday than with my parents and my best friend fighting for our country.
So for a birthday present, what do you hope happens? You know, you wake up tomorrow morning.
I hope that I see the obituary that we're all waiting for tomorrow. That's what I hope for.
Yeah.
You wishing that President Trump is dead?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, okay. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You gotta grab a gun. We gotta turn around the guns on this fascist system. These ICE agents gotta get shot and wiped out. This state, the state machinery, that's a full display right there, has to get wiped out.
Who are you gonna kill?
Nazis.
Who do you define as a Nazi?
What do you mean? It's pretty...
In this context, who's a Nazi?
Stephen Miller's a Nazi.
So you're gonna kill Stephen Miller?
If I had a chance, yeah, I would.
I don't know if that's something I'd say on camera, bro.
Something that I've heard in interviewing Republicans is that they're concerned with the health care going to undocumented immigrants. What would you say about that?
I don't know that it's true. Everybody deserves health care, and we can certainly afford it in this country. So again, they're just, you know, they're pointing to things and saying it's our fault, we're too liberal. Yeah, it's really depressing. I don't know how anybody your age even thinks of having children, okay? Okay, millions of Democrats did not vote. Whose fault is that? We need to get ourselves together. And we might even need to be a little bit meaner because the Republicans don't mind being mean.
And by mean, what do you mean? Do you mean protesting? Do you mean...
Maybe we have to, I don't know, stop being so nice.
Because you seem like a pretty nice lady.
I'm a pretty nice lady, but I can be pretty mean, too.
Okay, and I have to ask this because people on the other side are going to say that they feel like the Democrat Party has been mean. Recently, with Charlie Kirk being assassinated,
Charlie Kirk is a piece of garbage. Of course we were mean. I am so tired of people saying, oh, but, you know, it's a terrible thing. No, Hitler is dead. I'm glad Hitler's dead. Evil people have no place in my world. He was a hateful human being. It was disgusting, the things that he said and did.
We see it all the time. He will not want to leave. He set it up with his, I guess he's the Goebbels of the cabinet, Stephen Miller. He's a Nazi. Yes, he is. And he's Jewish, and he should be ashamed of himself.
I think it's a joke. I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country.
And I looked at all the brand new signs paid for, I guess it was paid for by Soros and other radical left lunatics. It looks like it was. We're checking it out. The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country. I'm not a king. I work my off to make our country great. That's all it is. I'm not a king at all.
And of course, the best part of the No Kings protest this weekend, and incredibly, they didn't even try to hide it, sponsored by the Communist Party of America.
Yeah, the Communist Party USA, you see that there in that poster. And yet, the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said this.
We are a democracy in America. We have no kings, despite the fact that Trump has even said he wants to become one. Millions of Americans, millions will come together to say just that, that we don't want kings in America. I will join the marchers to celebrate what makes this country so great.
So he's joining the marchers sponsored by the Communist Party?
Right. Well, but look who's leading the party today. You have a socialist and a Marxist between Bernie Sanders and AOC. You have three individuals that were sworn in by the Quran who believes in the Sharia law, which is Tlaib, Omar, and Jasmine Crockett. And so you think, and they're the five people leading it, and you have Chuck Schumer that's going to literally march in a parade led by the Communist Party.
Sure, we want to trade this democratically elected king here for a communist dictator. Never mind that communism, and even Harvard University agrees, was responsible for the slaughter of about 100 million people in the 20th century. The lowest estimate I could find, 10 million. And others think it could have been as high as 148 million. So 100 million is a nice middle of the road estimate. Why wouldn't we want to try it again? Folks, and this really does get down to it. The Democrat Party is undergoing a Marxist revolution, and they're just enraged that the rest of us are like, yeah, no, we don't want that. Thanks, though. Because they've been hepped up and raised all these years on the Bush doctrine of, well, we should always find something to compromise on. We're supposed to compromise ourselves into Marxism. And when we won't for the first time in 50 years, the Democrats are losing it.
I think right now the Democrats are really damaged, mentally damaged. They want to take $1.5 trillion with a T, trillion dollars, and give it to people that invaded our country. They came into our country illegally from prisons, from mental institutions, gang members. They want to give them health care and take it away from our citizens. We're not going to do that. $1.5 trillion, they want to destroy our healthcare system. We're not going to let that happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Meanwhile, folks, it'll be a miracle. I'm not kidding. If Trump actually survives alive to the end of this term, between getting the COVID shot, not advisable. And what's just happened with his hunting stand near Air Force One, the landing zone in Florida? Incredible. The U.S. Secret Service found a suspicious hunting stand within sight of Air Force One's landing zone ahead of the president's arrival in Florida over the weekend. Folks, the scariest part of this, it's been there for months. They could tell by the condition of it. Look what happened. Secret Service finally found it. And who do they call to go in and investigate? They've totally taken it apart. They're doing forensics on it, try to figure out whose it is. The FBI. Why? Because you can't trust the Secret Service. That'd be the same Secret Service who last month let a Glock through in a bag at the Trump golf course. Now you think, oh, well, they found it later though, right? No. The guy who brought the Glock in, who's a member at the golf course, did it by accident, realized it when he went to the changing room, came back, showed it to them, and berated them. They never found it. Days later, Free Palestine protesters, rowdy ones too, were able to get within arm's length of President Trump, screaming and yelling at him at what was supposed to be a private dinner at a downtown D.C. restaurant. They're just casually standing there. The freaks got that close to Trump, they were eventually ejected. But look, folks, as Rand Paul pointed out back in July, the Congress was never told whether Secret Service agents were punished. So he went ahead and subpoenaed that information. And it was only, he said, because he subpoenaed it, that they came behind months after and actually suspended some of these agents who were allowed to continue working for over 6 months till his subpoena hit. Then once Congress started asking, hey, has anybody been suspended for this? I mean, the guy ended up bleeding. Another guy ended up dead. Corey Compratore. And no, nobody had even been suspended. As Rand Paul said, they didn't suspend anyone till they got my subpoena. Worse yet, as the New York Post points out, they did discipline six agents. Nobody lost their job. But the main person in charge at Butler was never disciplined and got a promotion. So first, I mean, this is what I don't know if Trump knows any of this. And I'll put the sources on this in the sources section of the podcast. I don't know if Trump knows any of this. If I knew this, I would be terrified to leave the White House, quite frankly, or terrified to leave Mar-a-Lago. But here's the truly terrifying thing to this day. I wonder if Trump knows. And that's the real story behind the six Secret Service suspensions. First of all, they were only for months. Every one of the people went back on the job. One of them ultimately retired. But listen to this. Key supervisors who signed off on the Butler security plan and two on the final walkthrough, these were the supervisory agents. Before that rally and the Crook shooting, they were never disciplined. Two of the three got big promotions. One of those two, the supervisors on the final walkthroughs who were in charge of the security for the whole thing, one of those two, a guy by the name of Nick Menster, was assigned, get this year as the number two in charge of Lara and Eric Trump's protective detail. The other guy, Nick Olszewski, ironically, listen to this, became the chief special agent in charge of the inspection division, which is responsible for ensuring the accountability and integrity of the agency's personnel and, get this, overall operations. So inexperienced line agents were positioned for failure. They were ultimately disciplined. More senior agent who spoke out about, you know, the AGR roof coverage, how they just didn't cover the roof. He's taking the fall. The people actually in charge are still on the job. And the longest discipline received, 52 days. That's it. So, folks, if you're in the Secret Service and your only job is to protect the president of the United States and he ends up bleeding, no biggie. What's the worst that's going to happen? You know, best case scenario, you get a promotion. Worst case scenario, 52 days, paid leave. Sounds like a vacation. And, folks, here's what's never been answered. This is from the New York Post. Among the many troubling questions surrounding the massive security failure that took place prior to the July 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life, one of the most glaring ones was why Trump was even allowed to take the stage. We now know that various security personnel, including the Secret Service, Department of Homeland Security, local police, and others, were well aware of the presence of Thomas Crooks and had identified him as a security concern. And yet Trump was still allowed to take the stage. We still don't know exactly who it was that was responsible for that. And that was, the New York Post reported, despite agents eyeing the suspect for hours before the attack. And it's not just me. Even after Kash Patel and Dan Pongino said they'd made everything public I went, yeah, that they can find. I mean, these people rely on whistleblowers to find out details about FBI investigations that should just be brought, the whole file, up to the director's office. They don't even have full cooperation from the agencies. And you could tell, this is Brett Baer interviewing Donald Trump, like, hey, dude, do you feel like you ever really got answers on your assassination? Take a listen to Trump and you tell me, does he sound like a guy who's confident that we know what happened at Butler?
On assassination attempts, I did ask the president on the Middle East trip about this. Is there frustration on your part? Will we get transparency? Will we know the bottom line story?
It's very interesting because we have great people. I'm relying on my people to tell me what it is. You know, we have deep-seated craziness in this country. And I'm relying on my people. And so far, they're good. But so far, and in this case, it's Secret Service, they tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.